Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Got a few ways that you can reach out, be part of the show, have your voice shape what we're doing here. Free, I don't know why it's called toll-free. I guess because tolls back in the day. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. You can hit me up on Twitter at SportsWriter, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. You can hit up Tom at his new exciting X handle at PrettyDaddyRTY. And he'll also be the guy that that answers the phone. We have Buy or Sell coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. Headlines from around sports. The WNBA draft is tonight. I'm not going to pretend like in past times that would have meant anything to me. Maybe that's a flaw by me. Fine, flaw on me. But I'm excited because of Caitlin Clark. She was on Saturday Night Live, and that's not always easy. I've seen, and you've probably seen, some actual actors, people who are trained in front of the camera, who make their living to do that, go on live on Saturday Night Live and be nervous and not do well and be awkward. Caitlin Clark made a cameo at Weekend Update. It was really funny. The whole thing is worth watching, but we'll play you a clip here in a little bit. One of the realities, one of the things that's going on here as we near the NBA playoffs, I don't really know what to call the next week, the play-in games. I suppose I'll just call it the land of NBA purgatory. The games don't even count. The stats get hidden. But we're a week away, less than that, from the actual playoffs beginning. Saturday is when the real playoffs get going. And I talked to you an hour ago, if you were here listening, thank you for your time, about the insane amount of parity that's out there. And here's another reality. And maybe in the shadow of or the context of Tiger Woods, it's a reminder that time comes for everybody. And all greats, maybe the greatest of all time even, they fade. They fall. And in sports, usually, it's not very gracefully. It's why I do not want to see Tom Brady out there, even if I thought it would be kind of a cool story. Because on the Western Conference playoff picture, in separate play-in games, you have the teams that are led by the two greatest players of their era, in LeBron James and Steph Curry. And two things are true at once, because we're at this intersection now. I think each of those teams can win an NBA championship this year. Now, I'm a lot more certain that I think the Warriors could do it. And I don't mean that they're on the level of the Celtics in terms of likelihood or the Nuggets in terms of likelihood. I know it's a long shot. But I will remind you that last year the Heat made that run to the finals. Come out of the play-in. All right. But it's also true that there's a reason the Lakers and the Warriors, who still I think have some life in them, only because LeBron, and if you saw the game yesterday, that dude was unbelievable yesterday for the Lakers. LeBron can still play like a top five player. Steph Curry is going to be probably, I have to vote this week, I got to get my ballot done, all NBA probably second or third team. He's also going to be the clutch player of the year. It's a new, relatively new award because in clutch moments, Steph's been amazing. And when you have LeBron looking like a top five player at times, and when you have Steph looking like a top five player at times, they've got a chance. But they're also at this point where their teams are only good enough to be playing teams. Some of that's their age. Some of that is when you are that good and you're near the end of your career, you're paired with people, and this is more true with the Warriors case, who have helped you get there, who have also aged. And if you're a top five player of all time, and I personally think LeBron and Steph are, I just do, maybe you can age and still be extraordinary. We've seen that with a lot of top 15 guys. But Klay Thompson's diminishment is going to be a little more extreme. Still a good player, but a little more extreme. Draymond's diminishment is just his diminishment of choice-making, not even his play. They're really good when he plays. But we're nearing that point where we're almost at the end of LeBron and Steph being really dominant. Really great. Are they at the Tiger Woods going to shoot 82 or whatever the hell it was on Saturday? No. Are they at the Tom Brady place where they're 105 years old and they're like, I want to play still? No. That's a good old guy voice, isn't it? Do you like that, Tom? Hi, when I was playing for the Patriots. My kid loves that voice. No. No, they're not. But we're reaching that point. And of all the storylines that are out there and all the things that are going on right now, because the NBA is really fun this season, I think almost anybody can make the conference finals. You can construct a legitimate case for a lot of these teams. I would throw out Cleveland. I would throw out the Clippers because of dysfunction and injury. I would throw out the Bucks because Doc Rivers is an injury and dysfunction to the teams that he coaches by his mere presence. But I think most of those other teams, Pacers included, certainly the Mavs, I think can make a run. So if the Warriors or Lakers get in, and it'd be easier if they can get in, not in the seven game and play the Denver Nuggets, you're going to have a chance for maybe not a last hurrah, but one of the last hurrahs. And that's one of the storylines, I think, that's getting lost in the NBA right now. Steph Curry and LeBron James have defined an era. Between them, this is another thing I'm doing off the top of my head, so Tom will frantically Google and then freak out and whisper, you got it wrong. You can just say it on the air, it's fine. I think between them, LeBron and Steph have 8 championships. 4 each. That is an extraordinary level of excellence. And they're still playing at a high level. And by the way, I'm more into the Warriors than the Lakers if they can get on the you got to get on the Thunder side of the bracket. But the Lakers did make a conference finals last year. Now, they got absolutely destroyed by the Nuggets, who they will play if they beat the Pelicans in the first round. They'll play if they beat the Pelicans in the play-in. But last year's Lakers team did make a run. And Anthony Davis, even if he did go out and go back to the locker room at the end of yesterday's really important win with back spasms, said he was going to play, he did play 75 games this year. And you've had D'Angelo Russell starting to look really good. And Austin Reeves is a nice player. That Lakers team has been really good of late. And the Warriors are a team, and I keep throwing the same stat out there, and I won't bore you with all the details again, but it's true. Since the end of January, pretty big stretch, the Warriors have played at a level good enough to go deep. And let me say this too. If Draymond Green hadn't gotten suspended a couple times for his, I've settled on shenanigans. And if you would presume, and I would, that the Warriors would have won the same number of percentage of games during his suspended games that they won when he wasn't suspended, the Warriors would now be a 5 or a 6 seed. And we wouldn't be having this conversation. And so we're not at the end of LeBron and Steph. We're not at the end of competitive LeBron and Steph. We haven't reached the point where they're Tiger Woods and you kind of hope they are still good enough to do it. But the hole that they've dug themselves for different reasons, that Draymond dug the Warriors, that the Lakers are in for a variety of reasons. They're rising, by the way, of the rest of the NBA. The tide has gone up across the rest of the NBA as LeBron and Steph have dipped. Because, I mean, LeBron's almost 40, and Steph's, you know, reaching mid-30s. That's a significant thing. But this is nearing the end of the last few hurrahs. Doesn't mean next year maybe there couldn't be some kind of push. But remember, LeBron has a player option in the summer. We think he's going to stay, but you never know what LeBron James is going to do. His son, it sounds like, is going to go in the draft. Do I think that means LeBron James is going to go play for the Spurs or the Thunder or whoever could draft Bronny? No, it doesn't mean I think it, but I think it's a viable reality. I'm also thrilled that Anthony Davis has been healthy, but is it really a guarantee he'll be healthy next year or the year after? Not a guarantee, because he's Anthony Davis. You don't know how many bites at the apple LeBron has left, at least for the Lakers. And for the Warriors, you can kind of make a decision on Klay Thompson. And I think they'll keep the band together. But But you also got to make a decision on Draymond Green because, as I've said, he is the problem. He's also the solution. And the fact that the guy keeps stomping on people and grabbing people and slapping people and coming close, even this year in 2024, since his suspension, makes you wonder what they can do and what they can be in the years ahead. The two greatest players in the history of the sport for their era, LeBron James and Steph Curry. LeBron being the first or second best player of all time. He is. He is. Every time I say that on HQ, I'll say he's the best player probably. And every other time an anchor, every time an anchor will yell at me. Anchors are trained not to say anything. They just ask the question. Every time they go, you got it right or you're an idiot. People are very passionate about LeBron versus Jordan. But he's top two, or you want to like you want to be a curmudgeon. You want okay, fine. He's three. You want to put Kareem there. He's not, but that's cool. Whatever. The guy's amazing, and I think Steph is a top five player of all time. But if you think that's insane, he's certainly a top 10 player or top 12. These guys have defined the era. LeBron is the most spectacular basketball player since Jordan. He just is, and Steph rewrote the laws and the rules and the physics of how you win in the National Basketball Association. And I don't just mean the three-point shooting, but that's it, but how the gravity of an individual player can create space for other players and how ball movement and working off the ball are critical things from stars. And if you're willing to work, your team can win. And really just Steph, I think, epitomizes the move away from the ISO. I don't want to say selfish, that's not the right term, but the ISO scoring superstar who doesn't really work hard on defense and is disinterested when he doesn't have the ball. I'm sorry, guys, but the mellow AI model doesn't work in large part because Steph Curry showed a different way. These two guys define basketball right now. And I know they're in the play-in, but enjoy it and root for them. Hope the Lakers beat the Pelicans so that the Warriors hopefully can beat the Kings and then beat the Pelicans, because you want these guys in the playoffs. And even though it's the Denver Nuggets, now I think the Nuggets will crush the Lakers, it's still LeBron. You never know. And on the other side, that Thunder team, if the Thunder have to play, and the Thunder are great, they got the one seed. It was a bit of a surprise because on Friday it looked like they were going to finish three. They got some help from the Spurs, who beat Denver. It was a crazy couple days. I love the Thunder. Their future is bright. They've got, I don't know, I think it's 22 or 28 first and second round picks in the years ahead. And I think like some crazy number of them are first round picks. It's insane. They are legit now. They're legit down the line. But they're young. And they're unproven. And they're inexperienced. And they haven't really had real playoff success. Really, a lot of these guys haven't played in the playoffs. And Shea's playoff time came, I think, with the Clippers. I don't think. I know. I looked it up. They can lose to the Warriors. They can lose to the Lakers. And so if one of those teams, LA with LeBron, or Golden State with Steph, get to that 8 seed, and they beat the Thunder, which they can do, they become the 1 seed. They just, in terms of who they're playing. And all of a sudden, a Lakers team that's been really good since the All-Star game, and I think more to the point, a Warriors team that has been top 10 in offensive rating, top 6 in defensive rating, 4th in net rating since January 27th when Draymond Green got reinserted into the Lakers, or excuse me, into the Warriors starting lineup against the Lakers. That team, all of a sudden, having to just go through the Mavs, then having to go through whoever comes out, maybe it's Denver, but still, there's momentum there. Enjoy that level of greatness, because you're not going to have it for much longer. And at some point, watching Steph and LeBron is going to be either like watching Tiger Woods over the weekend. It'll be more about the nostalgia of what was instead of what can never be again. And then it'll be about Tom Brady doing interviews, talking about how he could still play. And it'll kind of make you laugh and it'll kind of make you sad because you know it's never coming back. These guys are not either of those things yet. Enjoy it while you can, wherever they are in the playoffs. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. I got to turn CBSSports.com off my computer because it's just my face again and again. No, do people, I mean, I hope they're not turning away from the website. I hope the website's not, we saw a real spike in traffic. Okay, well, that's my face. I apologize. 855-212-4227, Twitter Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Tom, Pretty Daddy, at new Twitter handle. This is pretty exciting. At Pretty Daddy R-T-Y. What is buy or sell? What is this Monday vibe on buy or sell?
We got a GOAT vibe, greatest of all time vibe.
Like you're the GOAT, or it's the greatest buy or sell of all time, or just maybe, stay tuned?
Maybe more ways than one.
Wow. Are you wearing a golf shirt today to celebrate a weekend of golf?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, all right, let me ask you this question. I just had a great idea. What if you brought a golf club to work one day and you went down to a busy street, 7th Avenue, and you when no one's looking, you yelled, four! And then you pretend you just swung the... What do you think would happen?
When no one's looking, it's Manhattan. Somebody's always looking.
Well, do it. Just do it.
And
do you
I
think
hit
people
a
would...
car?
No, you don't hit a golf ball. Don't hit a golf ball. You swing a golf club with no golf ball, but then you scream four, and you see if anybody ducks. Would anybody duck?
Yes, I think a lot of people would duck.
You think people would think that guy just hit, in that golf shirt, just hit a golf ball?
Yes, I do. I would duck if I was hearing that.
Could you get arrested, or could you say, officer, I was just swinging an empty club. Why? Do you think you can get arrested for that?
I think if you run into the wrong police officer on the wrong day, you could get arrested for that.
So first look around to make sure there's no wrong police officer. Then do it. Let me ask you another question. So I can't stop looking at this clip of me on these clips that keep running up. So when I do my hits, I do it from the TV hits from home. We have a studio. I have all my books. Now, I think you made fun of me once for this, that I have all my books in alphabetical order by author. You called me a psycho. You don't even know that. You don't even know what a psycho is then.
That's so weird, dude.
Okay, it's weird. Fine. Harry Potter, right? What is her name? I'm looking. Rowling. Should I? Do you think I should? I just thought you could just. It's me, and it's just a Harry Potter books over my left shoulder. All hair. And for whatever reason, Lori has two. What? Which ones are though? I don't know. But two. It's like two of the Harry Potter books that are the same, and then two more Harry Potter books that are, and they're very distinct. One's orange, one's green. You think people can pick up on that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, great. Everything's happening. Let's do a goat version of buy or sell. This is really exciting. Tom's got a lot to live up to. We have a new boss now too. Ryan Hurley just got announced as the new program director at what do they call it? WFAN. Sorry, I like totally blanked on our sister station. They're kind of a big deal. I should know that name. And he's our boss too. This is like, it's really, so he could be listening. It's a lot of pressure. It's the first time that our new boss is going to hear you. Have you met him yet?
I have not met him yet. No.
Have you seen him yet?
I have.
How'd it go when you saw our new boss who was announced today, and you went up and you said, "Hello, I'm Tom."
That didn't happen.
Why not?
I was going the other direction. It was a
lot going
on.
No, you weren't. You were sitting there staring at him.
Yeah, there's a lot going on today.
All right, here we have an assignment for you. I want you to go introduce yourself to the boss and then report back tomorrow.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not there. I can't do it. I would do it. I would walk up and say, "Hey, I'm Bill."
I know you would. And that way I can like hide behind you.
And he'd say, "Are you the guy that's got the Harry Potter books behind you?" No, it's a different guy. Nice to meet you. I got to go. All right. We have a goat version of buy or sell from the the bravest producer I've ever met, Pretty Daddy RTY, coming up next here on Rider Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Barca!
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Was that me screaming Barca?
It sure was.
Barcelona! Big match tomorrow, Tom. You know that, right?
Oh, of course.
Who are they playing?
The other soccer team.
PSG. What's PSG stand for?
Pierre Saint George. Pierre.
Close. It's Pierre Saint Gary.
I don't think that's right.
It's not. This is Paris Saint-Germain. Wow. Hey, who's the cook in your house? Who does most of the food stuff?
That would be my lovely wife.
Okay. I figured I've got a recipe for you. Word you never thought you'd hear. You ready for a little Will Ferrell? It's going to be a nice little Saturday. I don't know. Maybe we'll Bed Bath. I don't know if we'll have time. I've got a recipe I made last night. I just got an email about it from the place that I do my cooking from. It's actually really easy to make.
I got
crazy
pen.
Easy.
I got paper. I am ready. What do you got?
How does a lush and creamy one-pot tortellini with prosciutto and peas sound?
Ooh, pretty good, actually.
Okay, I'm going to forward this to you. If you have to pay for it, what I'm not saying that I will do, Tom, because I don't do that, is then screenshot the entire recipe for you if you ask. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Got it. Pick it up.
That's
when you're putting
it down. What I'm going to do, Tom. You have to pay for your. I'm not going to give it to you for free by screenshotting on my phone because I do pay for the recipe.
Understood. I wouldn't want to put you in that kind of position.
I want you to make this for your wife, and then I want you to tell her that I had nothing to do with it. Don't tell her. All right. Sorry.
Wait. I have to make it?
Yeah. You're. She's not making it. You make it as a surprise for her. You come home and you say, "I'm on dinner. I got it." And you make the dinner. I did it last night. It'll take you 25 minutes.
I just finished telling you that my wife is the cook in the house.
Which is why you're going to do it, to give her a break as a surprise. Remember the time I talked to you about, this is true, I talked you into taking your wife flowers for no reason.
Yes, that's true. That happened.
And I was pretty relentless about it, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
With Stuart Kovacs, I once relentlessly told him to break up with an old girlfriend. I'm an equal opportunity truth giver, okay? What?
You're a really good friend.
I am. That worked out great for him.
How about for the girlfriend?
Who cares? I don't know her. I'm worried about Stu. I'm worried about you. How'd it go when you brought your wife flowers after you like got mad at me for 2 weeks about it?
Really well. Really, really yeah. Well.
What is this crazy thing I told you? Make the lush and creamy one-pot tortellini with prosciutto and peas, Tom. Man up.
It's not going to come out.
It's so animal. Easy. It's so good. It's so easy. It's so good. It's not hard.
You know what? Like most things that are hard, I'm not even going to try.
You know what? I'm not kidding. We'll FaceTime and we'll make it. I'll do like, what is it, Julia? I'll be Julia Childs for you. Now you'll take the lemon and you'll. You okay?
No,
I got you.
I don't like any of this.
Let's do your goat version, Chef Tom, of buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. The Bengals franchise-tagged wide receiver T. Higgins this offseason, and then Higgins, of course, asked to be traded. However, Bill, at a youth football camp yesterday, Higgins told reporters he plans to be playing with Cincinnati this upcoming season. If and when Higgins signs his tag, Bill, he'll make a fully guaranteed nearly $22 million this year. Bill, buy or sell T. Higgins and the Bengals can salvage their relationship.
Bye. Because of the guy we talked about earlier and the fact that winning salvages all kinds of things. Let me ask you another question. This is 25 years old, so it's really cool and hip. I hope the new boss is listening. It's really cool and hip. Maybe it's 40 years old. But when you said $22 million, am I the only one, buy or sell, you also thought of $1 million from Austin Powers?
Buy.
I can't ever hear $1 million without, but inflation's happened, so it doesn't hit the same way. It's the take.
Sad but true.
Okay. Yes. I think they can figure it out, despite the fully guaranteed $21.8 million tag.
All right, Bill, we teased goats. Let's get to the goat. Last week, Tom Brady discussed how he wasn't opposed to making a return to the NFL if a team were to call him. But Andrew Luck, on the other hand, who retired at just 29 years old, says he's never given a comeback any thought. Luck, who's still only 34, told The Athletic, quote, "When I retired, that part of it was put to bed in my mind." So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell being surprised Andrew Luck never attempted a comeback?
It's It's a really good question. Am I? You know what? I'll sell.
Sell.
It was in the back of my mind as a possibility. I think we all thought maybe, but it just felt. It felt really final, didn't it, when it happened? In life, in good ways and bad, there are moments you'll never forget where you were. And for whatever reason, Tom, I think in our business in sports, because maybe of what we do for a living, there are some sporting events, some breaking news events, some moments are just... I've been to a bunch of Super Bowls, but I can remember the one where I had to write about Tom Brady, where they lost to the Giants the second time in Indy perfectly. I can't remember much about that game, but I can remember following him around and now his ex-wife around for, right, just in the press area. I wasn't stalking them at their hotel, just sort of writing a story. It just came out weird. I can remember I was filling in for Jim Rome. I was filling in for Romy, and I was at their studio when the news broke. And it's always an honor when I get to do that. It's always a career high. And I remember thinking this can't be real. This can't be a real story. But as we processed it, it just felt... He just seemed like a guy who didn't want to play football anymore. It's a good question, but sell that I'm surprised.
Sell.
All right, Bill. Speaking of the GOAT, Tom Brady, he recently said that he believes that Josh Allen will be the next quarterback to win his first Super Bowl. Buffalo, of course, Bill, as you know, traded Stephon Diggs and had to release multiple starters from last season because of salary cap issues. Bill, buy or sell Josh Allen being the next quarterback to win his very first Super Bowl?
That's a great topic. Does Tom want to come produce with you and me, like work with us a little bit? That's a great, not produce for you. I mean, you're great, but just.
Right, of course.
That's a great topic. Sell, though, that's the wrong answer. That's why
sell.
Tom's a producer. See, he got a great topic. He gave the wrong answer. It's Joe Burrow. We already talked about this. Well, maybe we'll do that later this week, because I'm always looking for reasons to talk NFL when there's nothing going on in the NFL. But if you were to rank in order the likelihood of the... I mean, Lamar Jackson's on that list, right? You're going to put Lamar on... Brock Purdy's going to be on that list somewhere?
Oh, your guy, Dak Prescott.
No, I was being serious. Oh. Oh, my God, Justin Fields is probably the guy. It's probably going to be Justin Fields or some crazy outcome that's bad for the Bears.
Brock Purdy's got to be somewhere on that list, right?
Brock, yeah. I think I just said that, right?
Oh, my bad.
We're having some communication problems today.
I'm going to lose my spot to the GOAT.
That's the second or third time. That's right. It's only the first one in the air. What's your name? I'm Bill. Nice to meet you. I was thinking, would you put... Is Jordan Love on that list? I mean, I don't think he's high. I don't think he's 1, 2, or 3, but I think that's a, you know, you start to get to 4 or 5. I still think the only team you really worry about in that, the only team you worry about in that division is Detroit. It's an interesting, they've got a good young defense.
Won a playoff game. I know it was against the Cowboys, but it still counts.
Kind of counts. That's a really interesting topic. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Wait, hold on. Time out. Is that the end of the GOAT stuff? That's the GOAT. Is there more GOAT stuff?
We've hit 2 GOAT topics, air quotes, so far. Maybe there's another one.
Okay. There needs to be.
Okay.
Since you sold this as a GOAT. I'm just telling you.
Well, we've hit 2 out of 3 already.
Okay.
Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, but you know what I said? 2 out of 7 is bad.
All right, Bill, let's get to hoopier than now.
I won't do that.
As we get set for the fourth season with the NBA play-in tournament, buy or sell, it's already been enough of a success that we shouldn't speculate about its future.
Buy.
Resounding success. Incredibly impressive. But I won't do that. You know what that song's about? I think I was 13 when I first heard it, or 14, and it hit me. Oh. Do you know what that song's about?
Isn't it like, I would do anything for love?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm thinking of a different Meat Loaf song. There's a song, though, where he becomes friends with a young lady, and then he doesn't want to hang out with the young lady anymore after some bad consequences.
I see.
Hey, I think I might be totally wrong on that. Maybe it's a different song I'm thinking of. It's going to be Tina Turner. Tina Turner, now that I think about it out loud.
We went from Meatloaf to Ike and Tina Turner.
Do that. What a terrible name, by the way, for Meatloaf.
I love Meatloaf. Meatloaf is underrated.
The music's great.
The food is delicious.
Oh, the actual food.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like meatloaf too.
Okay, yeah.
Meatloaf is like anything. If it's gross, it's gross. But you get a... Lori makes a pretty good meatloaf. You make a pretty good lush, and I'm in front of me, tortellini with peas and prosciutto in a pan, something.
Not going to happen. No way.
It's so good. It's so easy. Cheat code.
You know what is going to happen?
It's culinary flowers you're bringing your wife. Talk to me.
Well done. You know what? Bye. Bill, I got a hockey question for you that has absolutely nothing to do with hockey.
Okay, hit me.
According to multiple reports, the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL, their players were informed that the franchise will be moving to Salt Lake City, Utah next season. Now, as you know, they'll join the Jazz, MLS's Real Salt Lake, and the Utah Royals of the National Women's Soccer League. Bill, buy or sell that Salt Lake City, Utah is an underrated sports city.
So you want me to get there based on the MLS and the National Women's League.
And hoopier than thou.
Why are you trying to get me to insult Salt Lake City?
I didn't do anything of the sort.
Couldn't think of any questions today?
I didn't do anything of the sort. You can prop it up.
Sell. It's not what are you talking about, man?
Sell.
What are you doing?
What? Why can't you say it's a great city that deserves a baseball team? More professional.
It is a great city. It is a great city. It doesn't make it underrated. Why would it be underrated? Because people haven't paid attention to its women's soccer team and its MLS team?
I didn't go.
You don't pay attention to those sports.
I didn't.
Name a single MLS player that's not Lionel Messi.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to put...
Mr. Underrated.
If you're going to put barriers on it.
It's fine. Don't do it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
John.
Smith.
You went for it. If you know what, bye that you went for it.
Bye.
I want you to bring that same energy after the show when you march up to our new program director and introduce yourself.
Why do you do this to me?
Don't hide in the corner.
We were good friends.
We are at Pretty Daddy RTY. We are. But now that you've attached yourself to me and the show, you got to start doing something. You got to step it up.
Like, you're going to make fun of me tomorrow if I say that I walked past our new boss, who I've never met before, I'm sure is an amazing human being and boss.
Ryan Hurley, yep.
If I put my head down and pretend to look at my phone. Like, that's not okay.
Not going to make fun of you. I'm going to be crushingly disappointed in your performance as a friend and as a producer.
It's almost 3 years into this thing for me and you. Like, I feel like at this point you shouldn't be disappointed anymore.
And I feel like it's been 7 decades.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. The Padres took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend, but the Dodgers are still tied for the most wins in the National League this year. Bill, buy or sell Dodgers-Padres turning into a real rivalry this season and what some would call the GOAT rivalry.
Sell. I mean, you know what? I'll buy your terrible attempt. I'll buy that you just, again, bring that energy. Introducing yourself to Ryan, the new boss. The GOAT rivalry. There's no more GOAT questions coming. You can't call it a GOAT buy or sell when you do 2 Tom Brady questions out of 7.
What's
the GOAT rivalry? The Dodgers have won the NL West 11 in the last 12 seasons. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, man? I love it. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna sell the GOAT rivalry. It's just quite a real rivalry yet. Even though it's the GOAT rivalry, I'm going to sell that it's a real rivalry. It's the GOAT rivalry without being it's almost there. It is for the Padres, and they don't like each other. I need the Padres to lead the NL West in July, right, for this rivalry to be legitimate, let alone the GOAT rivalry. Speaking of GOATs, Andrew McCutchen has a name that's one of the greatest of all time because I love the name Andrew and I love the name McCutchen.
That was perfect. Nailed
it. Just helping you out.
That was perfect. Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th career home run yesterday. He now has over 2,000 hits, 1,000 RBIs, plural, 400 doubles, and 300 homers. Bill, buy or sell that Andrew McCutchen's career has been underrated.
What is with you and the underrated? Buy or sell, you're underrated. Sell.
Sell.
There was no underrated in my Salt Lake City question. You put that in there.
No, buy or sell, I'm reading it. Buy or sell Salt Lake City is an underrated sports city is the question.
Aside from that, yep.
Are you drunk? Buy or sell, you're currently wasted.
Bye.
I don't know what's happening.
I swear. I promise you. I promise you. Yesterday, Henry comes to me. I don't know why. He goes, Daddy, do people drink in the morning? And I go, only people have really serious drinking problems. Well, I meant to add, and Tom. And Tom, it worked.
There is no underrated anywhere in that question except for right in the middle of the question.
Oh, you're a mess. Buy or sell, and McCutcheon's career has been underrated. Sell, he's great. Everybody knows
sell.
He's great. What is happening right now with you? You okay?
Buy or sell, that was the goat of buy or sell.
Sell, we'll sell that one.
Sell.
Buy or sell, you want a new producer.
No, sell.
Sell.
I love having a drunk producer. It makes me laugh. I mean, it's 8:30. Well, I guess it's 11:37 in the morning there, but it's still early.
Still not acceptable.
Okay. let's play you. That was pretty funny. Tom's pretty funny when he's been whatever he's doing in the morning. But let's play you something even funnier involving Caitlin Clark and SNL. That's coming up after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you here, Writer Than You. If you want to see something interesting, you want to see a bit of magic, is the moment this show's over, the moment it's done, I'm going live over on CBS Sports HQ. So I may have changed my shirt in the break, and Tom might have been unkind about it. Oh, fancy shirt. What'd you say to me?
I think that's exactly what I said. I don't normally see that kind of attire from you.
Schmancy. Do you have a beard because you like the beard or you don't like shaving?
Can't stand shaving. I actually don't have a very good beard at all. It's very patchy.
But straight up, yeah, on the sides, it's still you got a little time to, you know?
I can go a great goatee, though.
Yeah, yeah. Why not just do that? Oh, because you don't want to shave.
And my wife would hate that.
But she likes this.
Enough.
Okay. If you shaved that whole thing off, you'd look a lot younger.
I would look like I was about 15.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't know if that's the look I'm going for.
No.
Not really.
What look are you going for?
I knew you were going to go with that. I don't really have a good answer prepared.
WNBA draft is tonight. Caitlin Clark obviously will be in that draft. Every expectation is that she will be the number one overall pick. My sister, by the way, who lives in Colorado, bought season tickets to the team that is likely to draft Caitlin Clark, even though she doesn't live in Indiana. The Indiana Fever.
That's a far drive.
Yeah, I think it's to support Caitlin Clark. I think it's because she thinks there's going to be some resale value. Well, I'll tell you this. I think it bodes well. I don't know if Caitlin Clark's excellence as an Iowa Hawkeye in college is going to translate. I just know that it can. That it can be a crossover success, maybe. It's a maybe for the first time in WNBA history. And you want to get mad at me, that's fine. I don't watch it. I've never watched it. And I cover the NBA. It's just not enough time. But the fact that my response to my sister, Catherine, was, cool, can I get the tickets for when she's here in L.A.? I think says something. I hadn't thought of it. I will go to those games. I'll take my kids. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. And some of it is, can she play and perform, right? It's a much more athletic, physical league. Whenever people make these jumps, it's hard. I think she'll succeed. The same criticisms that she's not athletically capable, that all the things you hear. By the way, she went through some pretty athletic teams to carry an Iowa squad that wasn't that talented. So two championship games in a row, couldn't win. You heard the same things about Steph Curry coming out of Davidson. You did. And that, I think, let me check up on it later. I think that worked out pretty well for Steph. But the other part about it is, beyond the basketball, this connected, Tom, is just the confidence. Is that people are going to be gunning for her. She might be like Steph, but she will be She won't be on. Steph was a little under the radar. There was talk about Monte Ellis being traded or not, or maybe Steph got traded. I think Steph was drafted. I should know this six. Don't worry about it. Somewhere in that range, give or take seven picks in either direction, which isn't mathematically possible. One of the directions, I think it was six. You can fact check it. She's going to come in with Steph's question marks and LeBron's status. They're going to – it was six, seven. Your thumb's a number. Got it. Got it. She's going to have a target on her back the way LeBron did, and obviously she's not – no one's a physical specimen like LeBron. So I think confidence and swagger is going to matter. How do you carry yourself? Can you take the criticism? I know that SNL is a petri dish for that on the basketball court seems kind of silly, but it's not. I love that show, and I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I used to watch it all the time. My wife watches it religiously. I have seen plenty of stars, actors, musicians, people that are used to – I know that Caitlin Clark performs, but it's a little different when you're with your team, you're playing your game. I've seen people who actually go in front of cameras and talk and speak really freeze up or get nervous because it's live. It's different. You're worried. She was awesome. She was on SNL last night. She showed up for a weekend update. It was a great bit. I just want to play at the very end of it, and it's worth you finding. Here is Caitlin Clark, not just being funny, she's funny, but also just I think this swagger and confidence, I think it bodes well.
And Michael, since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
Thank you. I can't wait to give this to my girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend, Michael.
I mean, pretty good timing on the joke.
Not bad at all. I enjoyed it.
You don't go to sports. It's one of the things I love about you.
I don't think that's true.
Would you, if you were a sports goer, see what I just did there with the English language? I apologize, English language. If you were a goer of the sports, would you go, honestly, would you go see Caitlin Clark play?
Yeah, why not? Playing the New York Liberty? Why not?
Yeah. Where do they play? They play at the Garden?
Not anymore. They used to for the first 20 years of their existence. I think they actually play out in Westchester now.
That's way out there.
Yeah.
You'll never go to that game.
Yeah, well.
You could be paid money to that game. Our boss, our new boss, Ryan Hurley, who you're going to introduce yourself to after the game, could invite you to the game to go with him if he had floor seats, which I don't know if he does, and you would not go. That's because I know you.
You know me better than I know myself.
Westchester's in New York.
Yeah, 30 minutes north of Manhattan.
Haven't been to Westchester. What's the Connecticut equivalent? When I'm going up to Stanford, what's the super rich city I go through?
Greenwich.
I've never been to Greenwich either, but people tell me it's nice. It's
supposed to be quite wealthy.
Like the New York rich people live out there.
Well, I don't know if he still does, but Tiki Barber lived there at one point in his life.
Okay. So that's kind of where the tikis go.
Right.
Got it. Do you hold grudges? I let a grudge unleash the other day.
For life.
See, I just hold on to it, and then I tell the person when it's they're most uncomfortable with people around, if they've earned it, which I did on Friday to somebody, and it felt really good. Maybe it was Thursday.
How did they feel about it?
I mean, they didn't know what to say. And I said, it seems like you don't know what to say. And maybe that's why you shouldn't have done that thing. And then I laughed and walked away to get a burger. And I came back and sat with them and ate it while they just sat there uncomfortably.
And are you, like, good moving forward with this person, or are you done with them?
It's a tennis thing. Yeah, and I play. Oh, no, we're good. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're good enough that I'm not saying their name on the air and telling the actual story that led to the grudge.
That's pretty good.
Which is a possible phase in the process.
Understood.
Also, my kid's starting to embarrass me about Henry has gone from he can't kick a soccer ball to all he does is score goals, and he can kick the ball the outside of his foot. So the other day he lined up on the line with the goal and was curling with the outside of the foot the ball in, and he just did it. And then a bunch of dads showed up, and Henry goes, Daddy, let's compete, me against you. And I can't. I go, Henry, I can't do that. He goes, it's fine. It's okay. I go, Henry, I literally can't do that move. And he goes, I know you can't. Like, hey, man, come on. What was your best sport when you were growing up?
Baseball.
Yeah, me too.
Baseball.
Wait, were you a catcher? You look like a catcher.
I was a second baseman.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look like a guy. You can be a little guy and play outfield. You can be a little guy and play a lot of things.
Well, I was not second base.
Where'd you hit in the lineup?
Towards the bottom. I could pick it. I couldn't hit it.
You were a fielder.
Yeah.
You were Ozzie Smith, but at second base.
Right, right.
Ryan Sandberg, but not quite the bat.
Okay, okay.
Not Ryan, by the way.
Ryan, yeah.
I didn't know that for years.
Yeah.
And I was a Cubs fan. Because apparently I can't read or spell. I had his baseball cards, but I didn't even look. Oh, it does say Ryan. It sounds like lemon, Ryan, doesn't it? Which you're going to use to cook the pasta dish for your wife. Look at the recipe. Great work today, Tom. I'm Bill Ryder. He is Pretty Daddy RTY. Shakes his head. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, and we'll see you here tomorrow on Ryder Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.